Thank you for joining us for the Northwestern High School graduation ceremony on Classic Hits WNXR 107.3. Brought to you by Northern Pines Golf, Angie's Bakery, and Security State Bank.
Congratulations to all area graduating seniors from Northern Pines Golf Course and Special Event Center, located in the heart of the Shawamigan Forest. With its impressive rustic clubhouse and majestic view overlooking our valley, this nine-hole challenging course is fun for the novice as well as the more experienced golfer. The Event Center hosts many indoor or outdoor weddings, receptions, and your special events year-round. For more information on golf or to book your special event, call 715-372-5260 or go to northernpinesgolf.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2020 from Angie's Bakery in Iron River. A must stop for mouth-watering fresh baked goods, fresh Tetzner's ice cream sundaes, and malts in a relaxing atmosphere. Call ahead to pre-order when you're in a hurry and when unexpected company shows up. Featuring pastries, pies, breads, pasties, chicken pot pies, and so much more. Angie's Bakery in Ironwood, your hometown baked goods destination, located on U.S. Highway 2, Iron River, Wisconsin. Now open Wednesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Good evening. I'm Mark Carlson, principal at Northwestern High School. On behalf of our teachers, our faculty, our staff, school board, superintendent, and of course the class of 2020, we welcome you to tonight's commencement program. Yes, I'm in an empty gym, but this is where we want to be tonight. This is where we should be tonight. We want this place to be filled with family and friends, relatives, neighbors, loved ones. But like everything else the last couple months, we're going to have to do this differently. So here's what we have planned. To start off with, you're going to hear from our speakers, leading off with Kennedy Nelson, class president of the class of 2020. Also, we'll have Paige Johnson and Natalie Kirkpatrick, who are our student speakers. The senior class elected to have the scholarship committee choose the speakers this year out of the top 10%. They chose Natalie and Paige, who happened to be the students with the highest GPA. So that all worked out really well. And then lastly, but not least, Dr. Sarah Caroni, our superintendent for the school district of Maple, will be sharing some remarks and some comments at the end of that portion of our program. From there, we go to introducing the class of 2020. So, with that, we're going to move forward. But I just want to say at this point, personally, thank you, seniors. Thank you for your 4 years that you've given us. Thank you for being part of our lives. We hope that we've been able to provide you with what you need to go from here and be successful in the future. But no matter where you end up, no matter where you go, always know that you will always be a Tiger, and Northwestern will always be your home. Now, Kennedy, take it away.
Hello and good afternoon, class of 2020, family, friends, and staff. Thank you for logging into this year's graduation. For those who don't know me, I'm Kennedy Nelson, and I'm the senior class president. I would like to thank my classmates for giving me the opportunity to be president of such a great class. We have all accomplished so much throughout our years of school, sports, and clubs, and we should all be really proud of ourselves. We have now completed 12 years of school, and tomorrow we start a new chapter in our lives as high school graduates going on to do bigger and better things in this crazy world. I would like to thank our teachers at Northwestern that have prepared and inspired us. Because of you guys, we are going into the real world as intelligent and curious people. I'd also like to thank my parents for teaching me right from wrong and supporting me when it wasn't easy. I'd advise you guys to do the same thing. Thank your parents who are probably sitting by you right now for all that they do. This isn't just a big day for us, it's also a big day for them. Their baby is graduating. Okay, without further ado, I would like to introduce this year's graduation speakers. And this year's class speakers, Natalie Kirkpatrick and Paige Johnson. Happy graduation, everyone. I miss and love you all. Bye.
Good evening, everyone. Before I get started here, I have just a few things to get in order. First of all, I would like to thank all of my teachers and coaches who pushed me to discover my full potential, offered limitless guidance, and were patient with me despite all of my persistent questions. Secondly, I would like to thank the class of 2020 for allowing me to speak for you all on this very special day in our lives, for all of the memories, and for all the lessons you've taught me. Lastly, I would like to thank my family, who pushed me outside of my comfort zone to help me grow, were my biggest supporters, and loved me unconditionally. While I was brainstorming ideas for this speech, I remembered something that someone once told me. The more I thought about it, the more I felt that it was pertinent to our journey up to this point. This person told me that some experts believe that children are more likely to see and communicate with ghosts because they are more open-minded and imaginative than adults are. When we are children, the world appears to have no limits. Anything is possible, even ghosts. I'm sure as little kids, every single one of us had our fair share of quests and journeys driven purely by our imaginations. The floor was lava, a pillow fort was a castle, a bicycle was a fancy car. Whatever we imagined our world being, so it became. Over the course of our childhood, our fantasies and dreams started to transform. We began school and suddenly the world was so much bigger than we ever imagined. There were all these new people to talk to, there were all these different things to see, and there was even homework. Of course, at the time it seemed like fun, but little did we know what it would turn into when we grew up. Responsibilities, expectations, and obligations were placed on us, some being voluntarily, while others were not. As we continued to grow, reality became part of our equation, and our dreams are molded to fit our desires, interests, beliefs, and morals. It was during this time period, during the process of maturation, that our imaginative childhood selves were sometimes forgotten. It was during this time period when the world began to appear strained, and our dreams seemed more unattainable than ever before. For many of us, high school was an opportunity to discover who we really were and what we really wanted to do with our futures. We began taking classes that sparked our inspiration, sought subjects that we wanted to incorporate into our careers. Throughout our 4 years in this building, we actively explored and designed our future, some of us having already begun executing our plans. We stopped chasing smaller dreams and began pursuing larger ones. It is no mistake that we have all made it here today, so why should it stop here? Class of 2020, we have made it. As we sit behind our computer screens, iPhones, and maybe even TVs, we are at the beginning of this next chapter in our lives. Each and every one of us has faced our own trials and tribulations, both visible and invisible to the people around you. For the past 10 weeks, we've even faced something that no one in the history of Northwestern has. And still, here we are today to celebrate our achievements and our overcoming of every obstacle we've faced up to this point. These struggles have personally shaped all of us, but more importantly, they have prepared us for this next step in life. No one knows what each of our futures will hold for us, but it is now that we must not forget that life is what we make of it. It is obvious that we can't control everything that will happen to us in the future, but we can control how we deal with it. It is up to us whether we let someone tell us what defines us. It is up to us whether we decide that something is impossible or not. If we just open our minds and imaginations like we once did when we were children, the world of possibilities grows infinitely. We are no longer limited, and we have the ability to achieve something, anything that we desire. We can make anything possible, just maybe not the ghosts.
Hello everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Natalie Kirkpatrick. It is an honor to be speaking to you all today, wherever you may be. First off, I would like to address the obvious. I wish this was different. This is not how we ever imagined this special day would play out, but do not forget, we are still doing it. We are officially graduating with a physical ceremony today or not. We have all put in 13 long years of hard work and dedication to get where we are today. Flashback to our first year of high school. We were nervous young freshmen not having a clue what the future holds. We were greeted by the energetic and lively Link crew. The initial thoughts were, this is insane, what is going on, and why are they all so excited? Then, at the end of that year at the 2017 graduation, I had started a countdown on my phone. Days till our 2020 graduation. At the time, it was 1,092 days away. It seemed like forever. My friends and I just laughed at this and they told me, Natalie, freshman year isn't even over with. Now it seems like just yesterday. Suddenly, the years flew by and we found ourselves trying out all of these new things. As juniors, we survived the dreaded ACT, and let me just say, I am so glad I never have to take that again. The next thing we knew, we were seniors. Wow, we had made it to senior year. We were the oldest in the school, and we were so ready, but some of us a little emotional about living up our last year of high school. Now, as you are watching this today, that countdown has struck zero. We have been waiting for this moment for so, so long. We may not have the usual packed bleachers in a very hot, sweaty gym, but we are still the graduating class of 2020, and we still did it. As a class, we have accomplished so many things, and as adults, we will continue to accomplish more. Given our circumstances, it is very easy to lose sight of what is important and forget all of the memories we have made. Since we cannot be together yet and share those flashbacks, I would like for each and every one of you graduates to reflect back on our many years together and reach out to your friends. Send a message to them reminding them of a good memory you share with them. Just because we are apart doesn't mean we cannot remain connected. I hope that we have all taken this unorthodox time to be with our families. This time at home is a big change from our usually very busy schedules. This also allows us to spend precious time with our loved ones before we go off to college, the military, the workforce, or wherever you may be off to. It is so easy to pick out all of the negative things going on in this world at this time. I want to avoid all that. The accomplishment that we are celebrating today is one that we will never forget. One day we will tell stories about all of this. We are the class of 2020, the class that graduated during a global pandemic. It is crazy how so much can change so quickly. We have seen how fast our whole lives can be turned upside down in just a few weeks. Now things are going to continue to change for us, but hopefully for the better. The encouraging thing is that things can change so quickly, and because of that, it is never too late to become who you want to be. You can change your mind, change your major, change schools, change your job, change where you live, change your life path. Basically, anything you put your mind to, you can change. This is the season for change and adjustment for all of us, but we already have a head start. Believe it or not, right now we are living in an extraordinary time. We will never forget the year of 2020 for so many reasons. I want the number one reason on the list to be, I graduated from high school that year. To finish off, I want to read you a quote I came across recently from Don Powell. In a world of destruction, one must hold fast to whatever fragments of love are left, for sometimes a mosaic can be more beautiful than an unbroken pattern. This year has felt broken and fragmented for us. We had this perfect picture in our minds how things would play out, and suddenly things seemed to be shattered right before our eyes. We must find the mosaic and bring the pieces together. Sometimes a mosaic can be more beautiful than an unbroken pattern. Before I leave, I would like to extend a huge thank you to all the teachers, parents, grandparents, guardians, and friends out there. We would not be who we are today without the help and guidance of you wonderful people. Thank you.
Hello. I'm Dr. Sarah Crony, superintendent for the School District of Maple. On behalf of the school board and administration, we wish to congratulate and give our warm welcome to the class of 2020, parents, staff, grandparents, and community members to tonight's ceremony. Leaders and learners, today and tomorrow is the district vision. What is a leader? What does it mean to be a leader? Many of you reflect leadership qualities and you don't even know it. Taking the word leader and turning it into an acrostic poem, every single quality you do express. L, loving, being kind, doing good for others, using the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, is being loving. You do it every day. Effort. Work at it. Don't quit when it gets tough. These last 10 weeks have been tough for some and have been not so tough for others. However, you never quit. You never quit during the 13 years of education, and you are being celebrated tonight. Action. Move to see the job through until it's done. Action. Determination means firmness of purpose. And purpose is a plan and setting your goals and, again, sticking to it. Enthusiastic. Joy, fun. No one wants to follow someone who has no spirit. The class of 2020 certainly has spirit. Responsible. Someone who is accountable. Able to distinguish between right and wrong. And they are able to make sure that they readily assume the duties that are set before them. Think of a time when you knew it was right, but yet you did something wrong. You were quick to apologize and to be accountable and take responsibility for your actions, and you learned from it. Truly, the good that you have done through the last 13 years will hold you as leaders in the upcoming years. We send you out as representatives from Northwestern High School, from the school district of Maple. You are ready. You deserve this, and it's our joy and delight to see you as leaders in the future. Please know that you're never alone. We are here if there's any needs. Happy, happy congratulations and wonderful job, class of 2020.
Alexandra Marie Achucaro. Brandon Dallas Alaspa. Kristen Elise Anderson. Spencer Jason Antela. Andrew Clayton Armstrong. Lydia Rose Bennis. Brittany Elena Botten. Jacob Lee Brill. Kiana Bree Berhans. Bailey May Connor. Lauren Alyssa Crozier. Cole Nathaniel Dahlbeck. Brooklyn Ann DeGraff. Caleb Andrew Dixon. Johnson Thomas Dillard. Tyler James Eastman. Devin Lee Eliason. Dane Julian Evanson. Lucas Lee Fidale. Aaron Adela Germano. Ian Matthew Glavin. Jaden Taylor Getty. Aiden Sean Gort. Ryan John Granquist. Nolan Donovan Gustafson. Patricia Noel Hansen. Riley Nicole Hill. Willem Gert Hogan. Jeffrey M. Holloway. Isaiah Carl Hooray. Kiera Lynn Johansson. Sasha Christine Johansson. Kieran Walter Johnson. Paige Marie Johnson. Ryan David Johnson. Carson Danielle Jones. Marissa Marie Keller. Samantha May Keller. Cameron Scott Kimmis. Natalie Ann Kirkpatrick. Andrew Walker Kolbischer. Jada Renee Klobuchar, Holly Elizabeth Klamhaus, Stephen Joseph Kanak, Noah Gregory Katz, William James Kowaleski, Gabriel John Croplin, Alyssa Morgan Little, Alyssa Nicole Lundin, Jocelyn Marie Lustre, Isabella Grace Megrel, Bryson Kashan Mazur, Annika Leanne McWilliams, Dakota A. Myers, Maria Lynn Miller, Amy Nicole Montavon, Emma Catherine Moore, Jeffrey Allen Moore, Andrew Riesgen Nelson, Kaylee Ann Nelson, Kennedy Judith K. Nelson, Isaac Jeffrey Nichols, Tristan Ray Nolan, Carson Bradley Nikonen, Brooke Marie Ogren, Jack Allen Ogren, Nicholas Mitchell Ogren, Hudson Mitchell Ojeda, Nathan Curtis Olson, Courtney Lynn Olson, Josh Frank Olson, Justin Davis Orm, Brecken Leanne Oswaski, Matthew Nathaniel Papineau, Blake Gary Paulus, Drew Douglas Pearson, Dylan Lee Peterson, Tava Maurice Plash, Bailey Aiden Radig, Houston James Remington, Earljan Malawian Rodrigo, Ryan Gabriel Ross, Ariel Rose Rutten, Audrey K. Satterley, Veronica Judith Rose Sauer, Ducati Jane Schiff, Jessica Lynn Shaver, Michaela Dawn Sims, Eve Elizabeth Six, Dylan David Slewinski, Alex Christian Smith, Kiernan Shea Smith, Jager Lee Stilson, Dylan Scott Sullivan, Noah Roy Swanson, Logan Daniel Swenson, Gretchen Tacker Markley, Aaliyah Nicole Tetzloff, Adam James Tome, Bryce Matthew Tan, Wyatt Edward Van Camp, David John Wakefield, Josh Nathan Walsh, Trevor O. Warbelow, Kiera Ann Rose Westendorf, Isaiah James Marshall Witta, Ethan Michael Woodhull, TJ Scott Zebarth.
thank you so much for spending part of your evening with us. Even though we wish we all could be here, hopefully, again, as I said earlier, this was the next best thing. We hope you enjoyed it, and again, thank you for being part of our evening here tonight. Again, have a great rest tonight, great weekend, stay healthy and safe. Ladies and gentlemen, the class of 2020.
Congratulations to the area graduates from Security State Bank with offices in Iron River, Brule, and Port Wing. They have proudly supported local schools for over 50 years. Do your banking from anywhere with Security State Bank's mobile banking. You can find our app in the App Store and Google Play. Open a checking account and receive an ATM card with no access fee when using Security State Bank ATMs at these locations: Brule, Lake Nebagamon, Iron River, Port Wing, Maple, and Herbster. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You've been listening to the Northwestern High School graduation ceremony on Classic Hits WNXR 107.3. Brought to you by Security State Bank, Angie's Bakery, and Northern Pines Golf.